No one knows the future, and we're not pretending that in a single weekend we can guess this year's ending. When you listen next week, only an hour's gone by. Don't know if we can do it, but we're gonna try. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long.
Hello, welcome to Talkin' 2024 with Noah and Joe. It's 10 p.m. on Black Friday. This is episode 14 of 53 that we are recording back-to-back, bringing you a weekly forecast that's timely and untimely.
Like a best friend who puts you through a breakaway table for your birthday.
Or an elbow that falls 10 feet and then lands on your ribs.
That's right. We're talking March 31st through April 6th, 2024, with our guest of the hour, Carrie Coleman Hinners.
This weekend is WrestleMania, and I can't wait to maybe learn what that means. I am the referee of this ring, Noah Max Levine, and here with me is your co-host for spring, Joe Tuzzy.
Hi, Noah. Thank you for having me again. I'm very excited to do this.
Yeah, we just had a bit of a dinner break, and I'm tired now. That's the difference from before dinner. I'm excited to be here again with you and keep going.
I'm not tired yet, so that's all.
Well, if you're not tired, I'm gonna ask you a question. Do we have any birthdays this week?
Why, yes, we do. This week, we wish happy birthday to Aaron Merrill, Jarmo Sorberg, Randy Orton, Lance Storm, John Zandig, and Antonio Thomas.
I think those are all wrestlers.
All people that I know. Almost all wrestlers, yeah. I know all of those people.
Let's meet our guest and we'll see how much we talk about WrestleMania today.
Yes. No, I want to. I'm very excited to talk about WrestleMania.
So, our guest, Carrie Coleman Hinners, is an artist, improviser, and performer. She is artistic director of the Philly N Crowd. She will be joining us as co-host for the second half of April. Carrie, welcome to Talkin' 2024.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. Has anybody done that yet? Has anybody sung hello to you yet?
Not in my two episodes.
No. You know, we're here at the beginning of April, and there's still new things to discover. Lots of new things to happen this year.
I've discovered that I've been saying Joe Tuzzy's name wrong this whole time.
No, this is the second time this has come up. It's been pronounced like 3,000 different ways. I don't correct anyone.
Well, can I call you Tootsie?
Yes, you can. That's technically the Italian way
Tootsie,
to say it.
Tootsie, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
We did talk about this a couple episodes, so go check out Joe's first episode for a few more minutes on this discussion. But Carrie, you're here as our guest.
Yeah.
So we want to get to know you and how you move through the year.
Yeah.
So starting with, are you a planner or do you go rogue?
Well, I'm a to-do lister.
Yeah.
So I will make many to-do lists, and I can do like short-term to-do lists. So I'll have like a big-term plan, long-term plan, hope I reach it by crossing off all of those many to-do list items.
Yeah.
I have a rule, though. I only make 10 things on my to-do list at a time.
Oh.
Because more than that, I get too overwhelmed. So.
You think like... that's what happened with the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
God was like, I have a lot of things on my mind, but I'm going to stop at 10.
I'm going to stop at 10, and when that one is done, I'll cross that off. Maybe I'll add another one, but only 10.
And if only we like finished honoring our mothers and fathers, we would get to some of the good stuff on the list.
We didn't
like
finish
ice cream
it.
On Sundays.
We didn't finish it.
I probably never will.
Nope.
Are you usually planning day to day, or are you like mapping out your month, your
year,
your week?
You know, I recently, I have a baby now. I have a baby. So I think I have to give an honorable mention to my baby who has changed my life in that I pretty much just do like daily tasks. So everything on my to-do list is anything that's not a daily task. So I won't write laundry or dishes because, come on.
Daily tasks.
Yeah, I'm not going to write those things down. They're going to get done whether I write them on my to-do list or not. So I'm just like, what do I want to work on? So I'll sort of break that down into smaller bits. So I have the N Crowd stuff. I have art stuff. I have personal things I want to do.
How far in advance do you think this? Is there like anything far
did
out?
Did you ask me that yet? Yeah, like really, like we're talking about like a week.
That's it?
A week.
I have a touch of the ADHD, which got diagnosed over the pandemic.
What I wanted to ask is like, what is the furthest thing you have planned out from today?
Okay, Christmas Eve. Wait a second. What day are we on?
So we are here on, I don't remember. Oh, today's the 24th of November.
Yes. Today's the 24th of November. Thanksgiving was early.
So Christmas Eve is in about a month. It's in exactly a month.
Yeah, I'm just working on from now till the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen in 2024, but I'm going to think about it that maybe in January.
Look, like it's absurd. Especially in an election year, which we're not talking about right now, but like things are going to change in the world.
Mm. Yeah.
We're really taking a risk here. Anything that we've said so far or will say could be really tasteless by the time it airs.
No, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed it's not.
Yeah. So you have your to-do list.
Yeah.
Awesome. You've got Christmas coming up. That brings us to our special Joe segment.
So I am doing a segment called Spring Training with Joe Tootsie for this episode. And basically what it is I grew up loving sports. Sports has always been a big part of my life and athletes and things like that. And I don't look like an athlete, but I do admire some athletes. And I've been asking everyone, is there an athletic person? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be like a sports person who sports. You've enjoyed or admired growing up.
Oh, that's a bigger question than I thought you were going to ask me about like who do you like right now? Because
no.
I don't know. Can I tell you, there was a period of time where I was really into tennis, and I went to the U.S. Open a few times, and I was really into Maria Sharapova and watched the Williams sisters play, and that was really awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not good at tennis, and...
Oh, man.
I would say that's most people that watch sports aren't good at
Yeah, sure, sports. Sure.
Can we go to a tennis court and... like hit the ball to each other and always miss, and everyone around us is like,
you know, the exercise is in chasing the ball after you've thrown it. That's where you get your cardio.
When you're not good, like all you do is chase the
ball. That's it. That's you might as well just that.
I mean, even the good people, the job of most sports is to chase the
ball. Yeah, I know. I guess you're right. Like, it's
fetch. Like if there's a sport with a ball in it, you're probably chasing
it. Truer words, man.
Yeah. Can I back up and just ask, what about, who was it, Maria?
Maria Sharapova.
Yes. Yeah. What about her did you find so interesting?
I think I just, you know when you like a person that sort of reminds you of yourself?
Mm.
Like, not that I thought I was her, but I was like, she's the most person that I could relate to, I think. And I thought that she was cool.
I'm like... Did your mom sneak into your bathroom while you were sleeping and put a poster of Maria Sharapova over your mirror and
we
convince
are not
you were...
that I was much older.
Oh, I see.
I was an adult.
I gotcha. A younger adult.
When I was younger, we were talking about WrestleMania today. So I will say that I did like my knowledge of WrestleMania ends in 1993.
That's the best period.
Yeah. So I'm like, I was done after 1993. Yeah. So we mentioned also The Undertaker. I did have a poster of The Undertaker on my wall.
Yeah. I think we had told you before we started recording that last episode,
BJ
brought up The Undertaker as his answer to this question.
So that's why I thought I would mention it.
Yeah.
I had a poster of The Undertaker. I had a poster of Buffy. I had a poster of Xena. And I had a poster of The Undertaker.
And who would
really
win?
Good friends when we were kids.
Who would win in a fight? Buffy, Xena, The Undertaker.
Xena.
I would say Xena.
Yeah.
Okay. I would totally.
Well,
say
I didn't
Xena.
Watch enough Xena, so.
Hi, this is Tom, the producer. I'd say Xena has a sword. And they don't have
She's
a sword.
Got, she doesn't have a sword. She has that circle thing that she goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Buffy famously fights with a sword a couple times.
She's got a stabby stick.
I also wanted to add about The Undertaker. I think I mentioned this off mic, but The Undertaker never broke character in the 30 years he was a thing. Like, never did interviews or nothing.
Nope.
And then he retired. And now he's just some dude named Mark who likes barbecue sauce.
I was convinced, and I'm still convinced of it, that it's not one person. It's just been several Undertakers
was a second one.
That was the whole thing in the mid-90s. Yeah.
The Undertooker.
The Undertooker.
Yeah, he came back and feuded with them and took them
also
out.
Known as Faker Takers. Faker. That was one.
Yeah. It's hard to come up with things that are sillier than what's actually happening in wrestling. Yes. Yeah. That's my take on it. So now we're going to start just talking about the week, tell you some things that are going on, see what might be impacting you or not. We'll circle back to WrestleMania. We've touched on it. Mm. But I will mention the elections, because this week there are primaries happening on Tuesday the 2nd in Delaware, RI, Rhode Island, Washington, and then on Saturday in Alaska, Hawaii, North Dakota. We're pretty far into the schedule. So, yeah.
Those three most important states.
Oh, because they're tiny states. As the primary seasons are going on, it's been for a while. Is this something you're following? Are you actively avoiding it? How does the ongoing presidential primaries affect your life?
Oh my gosh. I feel so bad for saying this, but I pay zero attention to any current event that's happening at all. I will wait till somebody in my life tells me what's happening before I or I'll read a headline.
Yeah.
So I'll just give me the bullet points because I'm busy.
Yeah. I mean, I hope you're paying attention to this current event us recording this podcast.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you are good. a movie that's coming out this week is The First Omen, which I assume is a prequel to The Omen.
Yeah, it must be.
Do any of Joe, you have probably a interest.
I will see this. The Omen movies were probably the ones that freaked me out the most when I was little. Because it was like,
oh man,
lots of forced religion. And, you know, the son of the devil, son of Satan and all that. And
I'm not into the franchise. I don't know. Care, do you see horror films? The scary dudes?
I don't, because I am very susceptible to dreams.
Don't watch this.
That's really it. I just have very vivid dreams, and anything that I watch during the day will. Like, I saw Avatar, The Way of Water. You remember this movie? Yeah. That was like 4 hours long and really terrible. I dreamed that the movie was still going on.
I was going to say, was the dream about how long the movie was?
Yeah, it was like, I just dreamed more movie. Like, the movie never ended, and it was still going on.
I think I think your nightmare might be John Cameron's dream.
Yeah. I know. Oh, man.
James Cameron.
Did I say John Cameron?
Yeah, John Cameron. It's his less successful brother.
But oh, boy.
I just love the idea of, like, some people dream, have, like, nightmares about dying and stuff. And I'm just picturing you in a theater, like, guys, are we going or what? Are we still doing this?
Yeah, were you in the movie, or were you still just watching the movie?
I'm just picturing you in a chair.
You know what my dreams are like? I'm just being entertained.
You're not active in your dream.
Sometimes I'm part of it, sometimes I'm not, but mostly I'm just like, watching a movie.
Have you ever lucid dream?
Yeah. It's very scary. That's why I don't watch scary movies.
I do it a lot.
Yeah.
So, okay. So a scary dream for you is you're watching a movie and it doesn't end. So a good dream for you must be like you're enjoying the movie. Maybe you've got some popcorn, like an icy. I don't know.
It's just the credits of a movie and she wakes up. Yeah. It's like, cool, that's great.
Oh, it's done. Over. Time to go.
Yeah.
So
I want to talk about my dreams only. I want to have one episode where I just talk about my dreams.
Yeah. Unsurprisingly, as this podcast has gone on, even though I wrote season and weather on this page, I've stopped talking about it. But the weather is changing, and we need to talk about the fact that we're in April. Is it nice outside?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's really lovely out right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to look out the pretend window. There it is.
It's probably a little chilly. It could be a rainy week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would start barbecuing around now.
Okay. Yeah. What are you barbecuing?
On April 1st? Or is it that week?
Cow?
No, not a whole cow.
April 1st, you're growing fake hands.
Yeah, April 1st, I'm growing fake hands.
Yeah, it could be nice this week.
I'm going outside. I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to take some nice long walks this week.
That's good. That's good.
I'm going to have a good breakfast at least once.
Are you going to have time? Because it's Easter Sunday. And also, I guess Easter Monday is also.
I don't. Yeah.
It is Easter Sunday?
Yeah, I guess the 7th.
The 31st?
31st. No.
It's not on there because it was May of the previous month, so it's not printed.
The calendar that I'm looking at does not say that this is Easter. Easter is my least favorite holiday.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, if are we talking about religion or are we talking about holidays?
Both.
I am Jewish. I don't celebrate Easter. So
I don't like it is because I feel like if you're a religious person, this should be the most important holiday. And if you're not a religious person, you're just pretending to be a religious person.
Oh, yeah.
So I just like something about that. Just I find that distasteful.
No, I get that.
It's got bad taste in my mouth when I think about that.
I don't really celebrate Easter anymore. Like maybe I'll go to my family's if they invite me.
Yeah.
I'm also married to a Jewish person.
My girlfriend's been doing a thing for like a decade that she calls Eden Easter.
I love it.
What she does is she'll go on a trip or just do anything that has nothing to do with religion. Like we went to a Cubs game.
Oh, I love that.
This past Easter, because tickets were like $10. And we're like, yeah, this is great. We'll go to a Cubs game. And like before that, we did like, cool, we're going to do a day trip to New York. Like just anything that has nothing to do with like family and religion and stuff. It's been like a nice little like holiday for us.
I had a friend that took me to Six Flags one Easter. First thing in the morning, it's great. And then people come after services. But you've already ridden all the rides by the time they get there.
I don't know if I should share this, but.
Oh, no.
I had sexual relations for the first time on Easter in high school, middle school.
I don't know if you should share that either.
Yeah, well, I just did. But yeah, that happened.
We're all clutching our pearls.
Oh, my.
And then, I don't know why. I was like, is this a thing I should talk about on a podcast? You know
I don't know.
It's getting late.
And then 3 days later, he rose again.
And now we all share our first time stories. I will not.
See, that's why I was like, should I do this? I don't want to lead to that.
Just a quick pause, and not to put a damper on our fun, but I did forget to say that, like, as we pass 10, there is a lady upstairs.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we're good at this level, I think, but we don't want to go above it. There is now a ceiling there didn't used to be, but I just said we would mind our business later.
I thought of something else that I'm looking forward to about Easter.
Yeah.
My husband and I, well, my husband did this, but I'm supporting it, came up with a character called the Spring Chicken. So this is not a thing, but there's the Easter Bunny, so we've decided that there should also be a Spring Chicken. The Spring Chicken doesn't come into your house. He just, like, leaves packages at the front door. It's probably just, like, games or something like that.
Okay.
Like, so we're developing the Spring Chicken to see, like, what kind of, you know, antics has he gotten into, you know, what's his backstory.
So how old will your son be in April? Oh boy.
He'll be 14 months.
Will you want to do Easter-y activities like dress him up as a bunny?
Wait, 13.
I just want to say my brain thought you were going to say years. I was like, no fucking way.
No.
Like, I've known you. I haven't known you that long.
Did I say 2024? I meant 2038.
He'll be almost 5 months old. Yeah. 15 months old. Yes.
15.
But you know what? Now's a good time to start imprinting on him.
Yeah.
I just love the idea that like 20 years from now, you're going to Target and this is a thing.
Yeah.
Spring chickens everywhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's going to go to school.
I'm saying it on this podcast.
So you get to
copywriting the spring chicken. I just love the idea that you're making a new cryptid. Yeah. And I think that's great.
Oh, that's how cryptids get born. Yeah. And he's totally going to go to school and say spring chicken. And people are going to go, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get made fun of. I hope that people just go yes and to him.
How much of your parenting style is based on, and I guess this is a question I would ask any parent, honestly. Like, how much are you thinking about, I don't want him to get made fun of in school. And therefore, like, I better make sure, you know.
I don't know. Kids are jerks. I just assume kids are jerks. And no matter what I do, somebody's going to make fun of him for something. Because I think kids are. Did I mention that I think kids are jerks?
I made this real serious. Oh boy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know what my parenting style is, guys. I'm still, it's still 1989. I don't know what, I'm a child. Yeah. I'm still a child.
Well,
I don't know how I got here.
Speaking of the laughter of babes, the cruelty of children, and also of a holiday that has mostly not been commercialized, April Fool's Day.
Bum, bum, bum.
Is here. April Fool's Day is here. It's on the first. What's good? Do we like pranking people? Oh, Carrie, yes.
Carrie does. I have levels.
Yeah. I do. Was there more to that question?
I can drag a question out of until the podcast ends. But tell us about April Fool's.
I love to think about what big companies could be doing on April Fool's Day. Like, this will probably be the only day I pay attention to the news. So I'm just, like, trying to come up with ideas for big companies. So gotcha. I'm thinking that Google should come up with something where they announce that they're alphabetizing the internet.
Oh. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? Silly. It's like, you know, all of this stuff you're doing, search engine organization, just forget about it because it's all alphabetical now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Imagine
that would be
having
a great April Fool's joke.
What else? What else?
People
is
would
there?
Fall for it too.
Yeah.
Do you prank anybody in your life on April Fool's?
Oh no, but I do the kind of pranks where, like, every day is April Fool's Day.
Oh yeah, you keep them off their guard.
Where it's just like mischief pranks, like jumping out at somebody behind the door or turning the lights off and on real fast. That kind of prank. Simple, not mean pranks.
No, I want to go back to the corporate because I had a joke and I couldn't let it go. What if Kraft announced that this Kraft singles were getting married?
No, they're Kraft couples.
Kraft couples.
Kraft partners.
What product would Kraft singles marry?
Bread.
I thought they were just Wonder marrying bread. Each other.
I mean, that makes sense.
I thought they were marrying each other too.
Now it's like they're thicker pieces of cheese.
I don't think I really partake in April Fool's jokes lately.
My mom does the same joke every year where she reaches out to me and goes, I have cancer. And then she got cancer.
Oh, my God.
And, that year she went, I don't have cancer. That's her April Fool's joke.
God.
And she beat it. She's fine. And I was like, God, that's the funniest April Fool's joke I've ever experienced myself.
One year when I was pretty early in one of my jobs, I feel like I could say this on a podcast. Mm-hmm. No, I'll tell you afterwards. It involves HR, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I mostly have done – I haven't done real April Fool's jokes. Like, I'll do, like, little things like, oh, Mom, me and my ex-girlfriend pretended to break up one year. Like, stupid stuff like that.
And then you really broke up. And then we really broke up.
Maybe my family shouldn't make April Fool's jokes.
Like, don't do that.
Oh, guess on April Fool's this year, I'm texting everyone, I won the Powerball.
Yeah.
I do – very specifically, I do the insufferable thing, which is to, like, say things that are – obviously a joke.
Yeah.
But like between my partner, I'll tell Michael things that are obviously a lie on April Fool's Day and then go, April Fool's. And it's like, I knew.
One time when I was dating my husband, and this was way back in the early parts of our relationship, I just said happy birthday to him on Facebook. But it wasn't his birthday. But I said happy birthday to him. And everybody all day long just kept saying happy birthday to him. And he was not happy. But I was laughing.
Oh, a friend changed my birthday in college to the next day. And Facebook didn't let you change it back for 30 days at that time. And everybody was wishing me happy. I was so mad. I guess I had left my Facebook open on my computer or in the library.
Were you mad that people were wishing you happy birthday? Or were you mad that someone touched your Facebook?
I was mad that like everyone's gonna think it's my birthday and no one's gonna wish me happy birthday.
I'm like, actual birthday. Scott was like, it's not my birthday. I'm like, ha-ha.
I don't think I would care. I think I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
You're sitting there being like, please mail all presents for Scott to Carrie.
Here's his wish list.
Oh, Scott, it's really interesting that you wanted some blank canvases and a new set of paints.
Oh, you don't want them? Thanks. I'll hold on to it for you.
Lovely.
Oh, one thing I didn't mention, although I feel like I read that this was postponed, but the Ukrainian presidential election was scheduled for this week. Maybe. Maybe it's happening. Maybe it was postponed.
That's a lot really of serious topic.
Yeah, there's a lot of maybes in that. 1st. In that.
Yeah. Should we engage in some more tonal whiplash than that?
Tonal whiplash.
Yeah.
Tonal whiplash.
Speaking of whiplash, we've got a couple minutes to address WrestleMania. So WrestleMania is Saturday and Sunday, so it's this week into next week.
Great.
But I don't know, like...
I mean, even not... Like, we don't even have to talk about the wrestling of it. Just the idea of an Mania. Event that big, that many people being in this city.
How big is it?
It's probably in the 90,000 person range each night.
Is it coming
at the Link this year? Yeah,
it's here in Philadelphia.
This changes everything.
Me and one of our future guests, Nick Elmer, are going together on the Saturday.
Okay, wait. So basically, this is a hot tip. Assuming WrestleMania is happening as possible, if you're not into it, don't
be around.
Don't be around.
The hotels are already selling out. It's going to be. Like, it's bigger. It's
bigger
basically
than the Pope. Remember
maybe
Pope?
Not that big.
Well, the wrestlers.
No, bigger than the Pope in Philadelphia.
The wrestlers are physically bigger than the Pope.
They are. Guys, most of them
you
are.
You guys remember when the Pope came to Philadelphia?
Yeah.
So that was the best for me living in the city because I like rode a bike on a bridge and just hung out.
Guys, not to brag or anything, but
the Pope?
Pope visited my neighborhood's prison. So. Kind of a big
I'm
deal.
Just saying
not
they
to brag or anything.
Got to take you it's know those sort of Pope precautions for they the will. WrestleMania.
It'll be like
Pope cautions.
Pope precautions.
It'll be a wild security situation in the city.
What is the security risk at WrestleMania?
People jump in the barricade. There's lots of people in one area. It's like if you take an Eagles game and you multiply it, because it's not just that they're having WrestleMania. They're having SmackDown that Friday. Monday is another Raw. Saturday NXT. Special signings. But Hall of Fame inductions. Like
are those not all just part of WrestleMania?
No, they're all spread out over 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
So it's like constant events where people, like thousands of people are in one area of the city. And then going
I'm
going to
go sell water.
City. Yeah. That's good. You can make a lot of money selling water.
Sell some water out the street.
And chest oil.
Yeah. Yeah, they do oil themselves up.
Joe, you're talking about jumping the barricades, and I'm like, is this the French Revolution? Is it down with the bourgeoisie?
No, I mean, no, wrestling is, the wrestling fan base, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we're a rowdy bunch.
Oh, boy.
But that's the, like, Carrie, what's the biggest event you've been to?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I don't know. I saw the Police reunion concert. That was pretty big at Madison Square Garden.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
There was a lot of people there. Saw Beyonce when she came around.
Yeah, so
it was a pretty big deal.
Probably WrestleMania is probably about the size of those.
Yeah.
But like 2 times plus other events.
It's like the Police reunion and Beyonce.
Yeah. Concert. It's the Super Bowl of wrestling.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're heading towards our wrap up here. Just really quickly, some other things you could look at these days, including things that might have been fun to talk about. World Backup Day is on March 31st, as is the International Transgender Day of Visibility. April 1st, Edible Book Day.
Cool.
Ooh. Something about eating books. I don't know. Is
my son eats books. He's
until they're gone.
A baby, like he just chews on them.
Oh, gotcha. They make chewing books for babies, don't they?
He doesn't want those.
No, can we talk about the April Fool's Day is Edible Book Day and Fossil Fool's Day?
I don't believe it.
Fossil Fool's Day, I didn't write it
Wait,
here,
Fossil
but
Fossil Fool's Day?
It's something about using April Fool's Day to raise climate awareness.
Okay.
Oh. And then April 5th is the International Day of Conscience, which is like a celebrating of the fact that humans have conscience.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Or maybe it was consciousness. I forget. It's one or the other.
Conscious. I just think it's very funny that April Fool's Day and Edible Book Day are the same day because you could really mess with people. Like, this is an edible book, I promise. And they bite it.
Edible Arrangements Day.
Ooh.
I hope Edible Arrangements comes out with like some sort of book arrangement that day.
Oh, that would be brilliant. They should do that and then pay Noah and us to do for saying
Thank
it.
You. All they had to do was go on Wikipedia, go through every single day of the year to look what was happening. And then they could have figured it out for themselves. As we start to wrap up, Carrie, thank you for joining us tonight. We're excited to see you again on Sunday, which feels like it's going to be a long time.
I just remembered I have something else to plug.
Oh, yeah. What do you got? What if you have to plug in April? Tell us.
Probably happening. As we speak, I might be recording because I record on Mondays, but I also have a podcast.
Yes.
I have a podcast called The Prime Subjective, and we talk about Star Trek. I forgot to mention, I know a lot about Star Trek, and I talk a lot about Star Trek on my podcast. The Star Trek podcast called The Prime Subjective.
So where should people go to find it?
Actually, you can go to Crossroads Comedy.
Nice.
Or Spotify or whatever. Wherever you listen to your podcasts. And the N Crowd is likely still happening every Friday. Cross your fingers. Hopefully at Salbona.
I mean, it's
here.
A great thing to do on a Friday night.
Yeah.
If you live in Philly, if you're visiting Philly, if you're flying over Philly and have
you're
good binoculars.
Just drinking and walking down the street and stumbling upon us. Also great.
I mean, the thing about the N Crowd shows is the weekly ones are here in Salbona Creativity Project. And I want to, again, just thank Salbona for hosting us, for giving us a space to be all weekend. Check out what they're up to in terms of shows and other programming. And don't forget about the Southern Hemisphere, where the seasons are reversed.
Word.
It's going to affect your, if you're down there, you're going to want to wear different clothes.
Sure.
So we have made it to the takeaway, which is where we want to leave the audience with something that they can take with them throughout the week. Joe, what is the topic of this week's takeaway?
This week's takeaway topic is Professional Wrestler of the Week.
So I know like none.
Okay.
So I'm going to say The Undertaker.
Okay.
Because I hear he's hot.
He's not doing anything anymore.
Yeah, he showed up a couple weeks ago for he didn't wrestle.
He's just some guy named Mark now. He just wants to tell you about barbecue sauce.
I'm going to say some guy named Mark.
No, how about we do it like this? What would your professional wrestler name be?
That's maybe a better topic. Okay, let's the three of us do that. Carrie, we're now doing professional wrestler name.
Okay.
Mine would be the Insomniacs.
Insomniacs.
Just based on the fact that we're staying up forever. I don't know. That feels a bit like that is a serious condition.
Yeah, that would fit in pro wrestling perfectly.
I see. Just a little.
They're problematic. Yeah,
just a little.
Just problematic and everything.
What about you two?
Never thought about this. So the first thing that comes to mind is maybe some sort of like coach, like maybe just coach.
But would you be themed after like a bus?
No, I was thinking it would be funny if there was a wrestler that was always telling their opponent how to do it better. like no, this is how you do it. Like,
but in the act of demonstrating, you then pin them.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's really smart.
I just thought of that now, guys.
Mine would just be 2Z, the number 2, the letter Z. It's one I've used it for. A wrestling comedy show we did a while back.
That show was fun.
And nuts,
I saw that live. You all did comedy wrestling. There was sauce and pasta thrown on the stage.
Yeah, we had the gabagool. Gabby Petone was the gabagool, and her finishing move was dumping pasta on people's heads.
As a result of that, I learned what gabagool was, which is a regional-ish thing that I had never heard of.
Yeah.
Jersey thing.
It's pasta.
It's food.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Tom.
You.
Thank you all for listening. Come back next week. We're in April. Yes, let's do it. Let's keep going. And that's it. See you soon.
Talkin' 2024 was recorded at Salbona Creativity Project in South Philadelphia. For more information about their programs, go to salbonacreativityproject.org. This episode was recorded on November 24th, 2023, and therefore should not be considered a trusted news source. Music for this episode was written and performed by Sarah Clemency. You can find more information about our guests in the show notes and via our Instagram at Talkin2024. For any questions about the podcast, you can email talkin2024@gmail.com. If you'd like to follow along with the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. Have a great week.
How can you live a year in just 3 days? How can you live a year in 36 hours? Turn in the calendar, but you're staying in the same chair, living a year without going out.